Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, very good morning. In words, in imagery associated for that early morning in Paris many years ago, a royal paparazzi chase, Meghan and Harry hounded in New York, many people drawing similarities, parallels between, of course, Prince Harry's mother's death, Princess Diana, in Paris, traced by paparazzi.
Yes, certainly Prince Harry has talked before, hasn't he, at length, in many forms, including in his book, about how he sensed history repeating itself with the way that Meghan was pursued, and given what happened with his mother, you can see why. Although it's odd to think that in any way this was British paparazzi and a British problem alone when they were French photographers in Paris, and when this latest incident is very much American photographers. Do you know what? They're probably all the same kind of beast, aren't they? But how much truth is there in the tale that has come out? Now, admittedly, we haven't heard from Harry and Meghan themselves. This has come from a spokesperson on their behalf talking about a near catastrophic chase and a 2-hour high-speed chase through New York. Anyone who's ever been to New York will know that you might get 5 minutes going at some speed and that's it. Then you're stuck in the traffic jam like everyone else. 2 hours high speed. The taxi driver that whose cab they leapt into has refuted that they were in any kind of high-speed chase, or indeed that he felt any kind of risk. Mm. New York mayor has suggested the chase, as they described it, is very unlikely. But the point is, they felt unease. They felt that the photographers were out there. But there again, they just attended an awards ceremony where there were photographers at the awards ceremony. You caught publicity on the one hand and then refuted on the other. The chase element is also something. It's interesting that royal protection officers would say the worst thing you can do is try to speed away, especially if you're in a car and they're on a bike, because motorbikes catch up with cars pretty damn sharpish on city streets. So was that the right response? Was it the response? Did it all happen the way that their spokesman said it did? Paul Burrell, the former royal butler, remember him? Former butler to Princess Diana, he has said he thinks their story is, quote, exaggerated and disproportionate, I think was his phrase. We don't really know quite the truth of it, but I get the idea that maybe they're just feeling a bit holed up and walled in and everything's getting a bit too much.
I'm never going to imagine me being anywhere as famous, I don't want to be, or whoever would appreciate being hounded by paparazzi on a daily basis, and I can accept the pressure in which fame does bring. But a 2-hour chase through the busy streets of New York, if you've been, it sounds more like a 2-hour feature-length movie than... Yeah, I'm struggling to think of any alternative means like stopping in your tracks and saying, take a picture. Had your full after 15 minutes. Great. Thanks, guys. We're on our way.
You pull away slowly. What are they looking for? They're looking for the money shot, aren't they? Harry thumping a photographer. Remember, he used to do that outside the odd nightclub in London. Or Meghan in tears or something. I mean, it's awful to say it, but, you know, that is the kind of thing that some photographers would want. There'd be juice in that, which is an awful thing to think of in tabloid terms. But at the same time, let's put it this way. The paparazzi do not pursue Princess Anne and her husband in the same way, because Princess Anne does not court publicity.
That's right.
I don't know.
And then Russia's cunning canine plan. A Moscow MP wants to enlist the hounds.
Yeah, the real dogs of war here. So stray dogs and abandoned dogs, and many people in Ukraine when they were forced to up sticks or evacuate or dive down into shelters because of the bombing, etc., and still ongoing, moved heaven and earth to move their pets, but not all. So there's a real problem with thousands of stray dogs in cities, and Russian forces are in some of those towns and cities. And there was a report actually before Christmas about how Russian forces might use them as suicide bombers. Not true. I'm sure that was completely made up. Certainly hasn't happened. Now a pro-Putin Russian MP called Fedot Tumasov suggests that these stray dogs could be rounded up and used for mine clearance. On the one hand, they could be trained so they can sniff out explosives. On the other hand, They're also expendable. I mean, how's that for turning public opinion, that Russia could send packs of dogs on suicide mine clearance missions?
And then finally, a costly Chinese joke, a comedy group's been fined for poking fun.
Yeah. Do you remember the, you probably don't, you're far too young, Lester. Do you remember the Monty Python sketch where they have the world's funniest joke and it's so funny that anyone who sees the joke in full or hears it, reads it, will die instantly of a heart attack because it's just too much for them. They will laugh themselves to death. So they have to break the joke up and carry it around. I don't think this is quite in the same ballpark, but see, the Shanghai Zhaoguo Culture Media Company has been fined 14.5 million yuan, that's 40 million rand, for a bad joke, allegedly humiliating the People's Army of China by likening military behavior to that of dogs. The punchline of this joke, careful, okay, watch your heart. The punchline of this joke is actually the slogan that's used by the Chinese army. Fight to win, forge exemplary conduct. Comedian used this to his dogs. Fight to win, forge exemplary conduct. But because he borrowed the phrase from President Xi's address to the Chinese army, therefore officials in Beijing got very worked up. Do you know, it's probably funnier in the original Mandarin. I don't think I've necessarily done it justice. But inevitably, this is pitched up on the internet. Beijing authorities were amused. They slapped the fine on. Can you imagine if China had a Dave Chappelle or a Ricky Gervais? I mean, what would they do with such reverence?
Yeah, I don't get it. I guess it is lost in translation. The Adam Gilchrist, really?
It was me. It's my fault.
You'll try tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist.
Salam.
Chat to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.